Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in this wonderful day. Oh, bless the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. We thank the Lord today for his mercy, his grace, his love, his peace, his joy, his kindness. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. For his kindness. Yes, Lord. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Our Father. Yes, we thank the Lord God Almighty for his kindness. Yes, yes. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. We give honor to God who is our life, and in him we move and have our being. Yes, Lord, we thank him. Hallelujah. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. 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 This day. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. And we truly welcome you with us this morning. And some it may be evening, maybe Thursday, maybe 50 years from now. Nevertheless, we welcome you to this broadcast, and we pray that something would be said that would make a difference in your life. And one thing, allow you to know that God loves you. Yes, 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 yes. That God, the maker and the creator of the heavens and the earth, loves you. That's a blessing. That's a wonderful revelation to know that you're loved by the Almighty God. God is good. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. There's no God like our God. no God like our God, and our God is God alone. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we just thank you and praise you and glorify you and magnify you and exalt you. We thank you for allowing us to come on this morning, Almighty God. Oh, Lord, my God. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father. It's a good day. Hallelujah. We thank you for every open door. We thank you for every closed door. We thank you for the provisions that you have laid out before us for this day. We thank you for clearing the pathway for us. We thank you, Almighty God, that we can see clear. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, we can see clear. We thank you for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to obey you. And, Father, a heart to obey those that you have set as leaders. Yes, Lord, we ask that you touch our leaders, empower them even the more. Oh, strengthen them, Almighty God, that they truly will be the leaders that you have called them to be. Meet their every need. Oh, Lord, according to your will and your way. Hallelujah. We thank you for this hour. But truly, we are the intercessors. We lay it on the table. That is our responsibility, to lay it before you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And our concern today is we're praying for the nation. Our nation needs you, Almighty. So we thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We thank you for meeting every need individually and collectively. We thank you that none will lose hope, that the joy will be overflowing this day. And know that you are faithful. Oh, my God, you are faithful to your people. We thank you. We thank you for saving those that would be saved. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless, Almighty God. Remember those that give their offerings and their tithes. Remember them, Almighty God. Remember those that are on their sick bed. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Remember the sacrifices that those who are going through have made before you. Almighty God. Hey, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Remember our children, Lord. Allow them to walk in the circle of your blessings, dear God. Yes, Lord, protect them. Shield them. Most important, let them get to know you, Almighty God. Oh, Father, keep the crooked ways straight in their lives and their inner circle, Lord God. Ooh, disperse out those that should not be there. Hallelujah. 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 Let them not be able to hear their voices that will lead them astray. Let them not hear the voices, Almighty God. Let them not hear the voices. Let the voices be an irritant to them, Lord God, our nieces and nephews as well. Oh, yes, God. Save the members of our family that's not safe, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We glorify you. We exalt you. Hallelujah. We pray words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Almighty. Oh, my God. Great and mighty, awesome God. Thank you for your healing. Father, we like to ask you. So many of us are taking medication and getting treatment. Father, we ask that you bless the medicine and sanctify it. Yes, Lord, for the healing of the body and the test that they don't go wrong. They're not read incorrectly. God, hallelujah, that they won't be painful, Almighty God. Ooh, God, have mercy, Almighty God. And that the medicine won't have adverse effect. Oh, remove the impurities and the weakness of man. Oh, Father, we thank you. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. And if it is at all possible, and your will, that we don't have to take it anymore because the body is healed, we thank you for it. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Show us how to strengthen our body. Almighty God, and stay strong. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for a healed body. Yes, Lord. Glory be to your name. Ah, your time, your will. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name. We thank you. Food, hallelujah, on the table, we thank you. The air we breathe, we thank you. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. The water we drink, we thank you. Oh, yes, Lord, the electronic devices we have that we can learn of you, we thank you. That we can communicate, we thank you. We thank you. Give us the real purpose for it all, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For clothes that you have provided us, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. We have a grateful heart. We thank you for the roof over our head. We thank you for our address. We thank you. And we thank you that it's protected by you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you for our name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For you gave it to us. You allowed it to be named. Allowed us to be named. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. And it is in the matchless name of Yeshua we pray. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 24. We're going to do our foundational readings of scripture, and then we'll ask Elder Peterson. Once we read 2 Chronicles 13 through 14, then she will begin to pray. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray for her. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will speak to her and through her. And speak, hey, bicycle, what thus says the Spirit of the living God, for the times are crucial. Yes, indeed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Serious time. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in Job. Help me, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just got to worship. Hallelujah, my spirit. Hallelujah. God is so good. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to truly say, he's good to me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know he's good. Because he's good to me. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. He is the King of glory. Oh, think about it. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 Go back to the origin, the beginning. Bereshit. Hallelujah. Yes. And that one word. Oh, Lord. It's power packed. Yes, it is. Hey, glory to God. The wisdom of our God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Let it flow, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for clarity. Hallelujah. Thank you. To read it. Yes, Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. And God said, verse 26 of the same chapter, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion, fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Yeah. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work, which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his most holy name. God is so good. Yes, he is. There is no God like our God, great and mighty in all his ways. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7:13. Oh, goodness. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. For your name is holy and righteous. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. We extol you. Hallelujah. We exalt your most holy name. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7:13-14. Oh, bless your name, Almighty God. Bless your name. For you are holy. Hallelujah. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, bless your name, Almighty God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good to your name, Most High God.
Yes, Lord.
For you alone are worthy to be praised.
Yes,
there is none like you in all of the earth, O God. So we thank you for your very presence, O God.
Yes, Lord.
But even the weight of it, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord, that you are in the midst.
Yes, Lord.
We bless you and we honor you and we glorify you, we magnify you, and we lift you up, God. Before anything, we have to acknowledge you as the Lord.
My God, yes.
As King, as Master, as Ruler,
yes,
and Maker of everything. Though man
yes,
thinks you're in control, God, we know that you are the one in control. So we thank you for this day, this time, this
yes,
moment
Lord.
In time, this place in time, this prayer line, how you're moving, what you're doing, how you're speaking, and those that are hearing, and we're here. We thank you in advance, oh God, for we know, God, that you do the impossible. Nothing that you can't do, oh God, we believe, we receive, and it shall be done. So, God, we thank you for what you're about to do in this day. Thank you for hearing us when we pray. Thank you for this anointed time and this appointed time with you. Thank you for preserving us, oh God. For in thee do we put our trust. We learn to put our trust in you. So thank you for preserving us for such a time as this. It was you who brought this into existence. You had it in your plan before the foundation of the world. So we thank you for it, oh God. It's not about us. It's all about you getting your glory. So we ask, thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for your forgiveness, God. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you for your compassion. Thank you, God, for what you've done in our lives, our families, our homes, our marriage, what you're doing with our children even now. God, thank you that you're doing family members. You're doing our children, those that we don't even know and can't call names. We thank you that you are drawing them. And you continue to draw us to your throne. For you said, come boldly before the throne. There's mercy and grace at your throne. So, God, we thank you for your word. Every word of God is for every human being, every nation, and every type of leader, whether they're a king or a queen. Every word of God stands. God, no one is exempt from following your words, from following after you. There are signs in many public buildings, oh my God, that read one nation under God. Oh my God. But if it says the living word, it be followed. Psalms 12:3-4, the Lord shall cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaketh proud things. Who have said with our tongue, will we prevail? Oh my God, our lips are our own. Who is Lord over us? Oh my God, we have flattering lips. We have proud those who disdain God's word in this nation. But God knows man's makeup. He knows man's frame. He knows that man is but dust. From dust of the ground made he man. Oh, my God, man came from dust, and man will return to dust, having no clue that death is knocking and death is lurking at the door. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God calls the people to wake up in the nation. Oh, my God, take the blinders off of the eyes and unstop the deaf ears to hear your voice, your still small voice, to hear you speaking, oh, my God, as the thunder roars. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the scripture, for your word in Psalm 9:17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. God, we need your help. You have been forgotten in the nation. Oh my God, oh my God. Let there be those who will stand up and fight the good fight of faith, those that will war a good warfare, those that will stand against all odds, those that will swim against the current, those that will come from amongst them and be separate themselves for your use, hearing you and doing what you say. Do we have the federal government in the United States? It's made up of three branches. We have the executive branch, where the president and thousands of workers We have the judicial and the legislative, the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Supreme Court, and the lower courts. And each branch has its own power. It's its own separation, its own power, and own responsibilities, including working with other branches and different ones. But this is supposed to be to ensure the effectiveness and the citizens' rights being protected by each branch having its own power. God, what is kind of crazy, their own power. And God, their things become messed up because this one wants to do it one way and this branch wants to do it another way. And nobody's coming together on one accord. God, there's a question, God. Is there really, oh my God, a bearing the responsibility of taking care of providing for the people? And God, how effective are they in their decisions made for the people? And are the citizens' rights being guarded at all? Is it about the flesh? Is it about self? Is it about man, what I can have and what I can get? Is there collaboration between each branch? Oh my God, God, we need your help. Oh God, that they will know, God, that you must be exalted, that you must be recognized, that you must be consulted, God, that they must hear from you. They must know, God, what you require, what you want. Know your voice, oh God. Put people in place, God, that will speak a word. Oh my God, send prophets, God. Oh my God, oh my God, to give a word, oh God, to stir up, oh God, to cause a stirring, oh God, to let them know, God, that you're the one that they must see, you're the one that they must call on, you're the one that they must know, God, that they need salvation for those who are not saved, and God, those who are saved, let them not compromise, oh God, but let them stand fast and firm on your word, knowing the power of your word, God, with that heartfelt compassion and concern for the people. Oh my God, since they have been given the power to make decisions in the positions that they are in, does it really profit the people or themselves? Lord God, not just the government, but those who are leaders in any and every capacity.
Yes,
those
Lord.
Who are in authority, God, leading any people, God. Are they for the people, God, or for gain, God? Are they causing the people misery, God? Are they leading the people in the right way, God? Are they causing the people to the sheep to scatter, the wool to them to scatter, the wool to them, God, who are not concerned about your people. Many have forgotten that all power belongs to God. Psalm 62:11, God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. No man can take what belongs to God. Proverbs 30:5, every word of God, word of God is cursed. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Oh, my God. Thank you, God, that we can put our trust in you, knowing that your word works. Everything going down but the word of God. Psalm 12. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. The word of God is for
thank
God,
you.
That prayer words be released in the
yes.
nation.
Oh, my God.
God. Oh, God, the purity, oh, my God, of your word, God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, let it come forth. Let it be released,
yes, Lord.
God. Let those stand up, God, and speak
yes,
truth.
Lord.
Speak
yes,
life, oh my
yes,
God, the liberation will take place. Oh God, we thank you,
thank you
for
my
this
God.
14 and 2. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children
yes.
of me. The
yes,
Lord looked down and he's still looking down from
yes,
heaven
God.
Upon the children
oh,
of me.
Thank you.
To see if there were any that did understand and seek God. Oh God, we need those that were oh my God, 24 hours a day. Those that were fast. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Lord.
Those that were they prostrate before you.
My
those
God.
That
oh,
called on you. Those that seek you
thank
early.
Yes,
they'll find you. So, God,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You that
thank
when we
you.
Seek you early, you meet us in the place
yes,
that
Lord.
We seek.
Oh, my God.
You.
Oh, my God.
Thank,
thank
you,
Lord.
For those that seek
yes,
you,
yes,
you
yes,
show
Lord.
Up for them.
Thank
so, God. Call those in this nation, God, those in the leadership to seek your face, to cry out to you, to know that you can do the impossible, that you are moving by your power, that if they seek you, if they give their life to you, oh God, they can come around, change thank you, God.
Thank
you, God. Already answered. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God, release what you want to release. Remove what you want to remove. Do it the way you want to do it. Free reign and control. No one can stop you, oh God. You have already set things in motion. Man don't realize before the foundation of the earth things
yes,
had to take place. But yes, you told us to pray. So God, thank you for the thank you for answering. Thank you for those whom you are using to get the work done. Thank you for those who open up unto you, who have surrendered to you wholeheartedly, who will do the work that you have called them to do. You will stand up for holiness. Thank you, Lord. God, in Psalms 15:1-3, the Lord. Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle?
My God.
Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?
My God.
Who shall walk uprightly and worketh righteously? And
thank
you, Lord. In his heart, he that walketh uprightly and worketh righteously. It's the truth
thank
in
you.
His heart. Walk uprightly. God worketh righteousness, oh
thank
my
you,
God, speaking the truth from the heart, oh my,
thank
speaking
you,
the truth of God's word, he that backbiteth not
you.
With his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor. God, the neighbor isn't on the left or on the right.
My
the
God,
neighbor
God.
Is all around. The neighbor is city to city. The neighbor is state to state. The
my
neighbor
God.
Is those that we don't even see. So we have to
thank
be careful
you.
That the
thank
things
you.
Come
thank
out
you.
Of our mouth. Those are neighbors that
thank
we hear before. Those are neighbors that will seek your face.
Thank
those
you.
Are neighbors that will cry out to you. Those are
thank
neighbors
you.
That need to know that you are real,
thank
that life is in your word, that you are the living word, that you are
thank
the
you.
Living source. Neighbors need to know in this nation that you
thank
are
you.
Real. They need a reality check, the reality
yes,
your God. Is real. So God, we thank you.
Thank you.
For our neighbors. Thank
you
God. For what you're doing. Help us.
Thank
help
you,
those God. That will be neighborly. That will
thank
show
you,
them strong, oh my God.
Do
a stand up that neighbors may see the truth of their God. Not see us, but see you, oh God. Let your name go abroad. Your name be famous, God. We thank you. God, you are doing it. So we bless you and we honor you for your scriptures on today. Thank you, Lord God, for every scripture that's being brought forth. Psalm 18, 1-3. The Lord is our strength. He's our rock, our fortress, our deliverer, our God, in whom we can trust, our buckler, our horn of salvation, our high tower. I will love thee, O Lord,
my God.
Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy, who is worthy, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. So God, thank you, Lord God, that day when the enemy comes in like a flood, you have already set a standard against them. So, God, we thank you, oh God,
thank
for
you.
Those who are standing for you. God, when the enemies show up, God, thank you that they speak your word, that they hear your voice, and they speak the word that you have given them to speak. God, we thank you, God, that you have already raised up a standard against them, and the standard is your word. Thank you, Lord God, that they can walk by faith and not by sight. It matters not what faith or what they're going through, but they're holding on to your unchanging hand. We can call on you, Lord. You are the one that's worthy to be praised. You are the one who handles all our enemies. Oh, my God, you can handle it, oh, God.
When
the enemy, God, raise up his voice, oh, God, roaring like a lion, God, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, God. You have already taken care of, God. You have already given the words to speak, oh, God, against his attacks, oh, God. You have already closed up the ditch, God, so that people won't fall in, oh, God. You have already showed them how to go around it, oh, God. You have sure allowed them to see afar off, oh, God, how the enemy is coming forward, God. So we thank you for opening the eyes of the people that will see, God. People that will hear your voice in this nation. People
that
will go forward, God. Oh, my God, we thank you for your great deliverance. For you are a glorious and excellent God. And we thank you, Lord God. There's a question answered, God. In Psalm 111:3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And God, we thank you for the answer. You give the answer in verse 7. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. And his countenance doth behold the upright. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness.
God,
we thank you for your countenance beholding the upright. Oh, Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all of the earth. God, we thank you for this time. God, we pray, God, that you have, that things will take place, God, beyond our wildest dream.
Thank you
for doing it, oh God. We thank you for hearing. We thank you for answering. God, man is the most unique being of all creation.
Yes,
oh my God. Oh God, and you put man, God, in position. And God, you can bring man down. So God, we thank you for how you move. Thank you for what you have done thus far, what you're going to continue to do. We thank you that you have had your way on this prayer line on this day. Thank you for this day that you have made. This day we can rejoice and be glad in. This day we can follow the path that you had before us. Thank you, Lord God, for being a little word, being a light and a lamp, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that we can see, God. We can hear your voice, your still small voice, God.
Help us, God, continue trusting in you.
Trusting in you with all our hearts. I mean, not our own understanding. Acknowledging you in all of our ways. For your way is right. We don't know what way we should take, but we can consult you, God.
Help us, God, continue fighting.
God, continue to stir up the people. Let the people know that you are with them, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
It's not going down, God. Because you got those that are praying. You got those that are fasting. You got those that are keeping your face.
Even the earth is groaning, oh God.
Oh, looking for the manifestations of your signs, God.
Oh my God.
We know, God, what your word says.
Yes, Lord. God, things must happen.
Things must come to pass. But you told us to pray. Lifting up holy hands before you without wrath and doubting. Then men ought to always pray and not to faint. God, not faint. Don't be weary and well doing. Oh, God, stir up, God. Stir up, God, in your judicial system. Stir up the people in the land. Stir up leaders everywhere, God.
To know that you are God.
You are God, God. Columbus didn't discover America, God. You brought the world into existence.
God, they got the different ones saying that they discovered different things.
But you brought the world into existence in the beginning, God. In the beginning, God, you are the creator, God.
Yes, you said it.
You brought into existence. You spoke it. You made. You formed. You did it. You used man, God, for certain things to get it done.
Yes, God.
You have man in place to do a work, but they must follow your word, follow after you. So, God, we thank you for those that are lining up with your word now. Those that were here, the hearts, God, that you're dealing with at this moment. Thank you, the conscious God. Oh my God, that you're dealing with right now. Thank you, God, that your word has gone forth, God. Thank you, God, that your scriptures are alive. Your scriptures are working. Your scriptures are regenerating, God.
Your scriptures are like a generator, God.
They're charged in the atmosphere. So, God, we thank you. Oh, God, that your word has gone forth. Your word has gone out. Thank you for moving in the midst. We bless you and we honor you. Thank you for your covering.
Thank you for your blood
that never lose its power.
Yes, we bless you.
Thank you for what you're doing in this nation. God, that's the people pray for their nation. God, we thank you. We bless you. Cover the people in the nation. Meet the needs, God. The things that are needed, God. You know about the infrastructure. God, the people need it, God. And it's not just the people. God, it's the finances, God, that they don't want to release, God, to get the work done. So, God, you move in their hearts.
The trucks, God, and the planes and the trains can bring in what's needed.
We thank you for doing it now. We bless you, God. And we believe your report, God, and we stand on your word. You be glorified and you be magnified, God.
Oh, how excellent is your name, God.
In all on the earth. We bless you and we glorify you. We magnify you now, God. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing in this nation.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you. We honor you. We say to God be the glory. To God be all of the glory. Thank you, Lord God, for hearing, and thank you that the answer is already done. We thank you for it, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for it, Lord God. We bless you, God. Is thy name in all of the earth. Thank you, Lord, your name going abroad in all of the earth. Thank you, Lord God, this nation. Thank you, God. Oh, God, thank you. Hallowed be thy name, O God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Be thy name. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallowed be thy name. Thank you, Lord.
Bless your name, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank Elder for that prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you for the scriptures. Hallelujah. And I hope that you're able to jot some down that we can begin to just speak this over our nation. We're not being selfish. We just need that. We need to clean our house. Our house is in need. Yeah, our house. We're talking about our nation. Our nation is in need. We see how it's scattered it is, and the leaders are all here and there and forgetting their purpose. Most of them don't even know the Constitution, the bylaws. And we're saying we're sending people who don't have a clue as the governing of the governing that's already laid out that they have to, that this nation is to be governed by. They're coming up with their own thoughts and their own desires. And I don't understand it. There are people who came through the educational system of these United States, and you do get civics. You do get history of the nation. You know what I'm saying? And I don't understand how you not even want, you wanting a job and you don't even know the Constitution. You don't even know the bylaws. You don't even understand the laws of this nation. You can't do it. We have to have people in office, and we're asking God, who is anointed and appointed by God, and know that they are anointed and appointed by God, and that they have a God to answer to. They got to answer to God. They're going to answer to God. And that next, they should know the laws of the nation. How you want to govern. You're lawless. You got to know the rules. And they are good. How you say, You need surgery. You need foot surgery, but you calling on a dentist. You don't want a foot doctor. You want a dentist. Dentists don't know how to take care of the foot. You know? See, we need specialists. And those who realize that they are specialists and they take the job serious and they're wanting to see and they're wanting to serve this nation. We pay them an awful lot of money. We pay them well, and the benefits are enormous. We pay them well. So yes, we expect, but if they don't know God and they don't know why they're there, So it is our job to make sure that we go before God, we seek God, and he lead us as to how to vote. Can't depend on these news outlets. They're not more give you their opinion than the facts. So we have to depend on God. We're children of God, and we have to be more mature in our decisions. Who did God say for me to take that cleaver and say, or that button, say, this is the one? Yes, we're going to have to pray. Our nation, I don't say we're not supposed to pray for others. I'm not saying we're never supposed to do anything for others. I'm saying that our nation is in disarray, and we need God. We have an illusion, but not the reality. That's the way it's coming out. Got too much going on. Too much. Hallelujah. Too much. So we thank Elder for the prayer. We thank her for the scriptures that was given out so that we could take the scriptures and really begin to pray these scriptures over our nation and take our responsibility as citizens of this nation. And say, what can I do? We can pray. Hey, we pray. Ask God to give us our direction. Yes, we can pray. And we can vote according to how God has ordained for us to vote and be responsible. We need people who at least know the Constitution and the bylaws. And what each division of our government's responsibility is. We need them to know the responsibilities and the rules for the office that they're so paying billions of dollars, and we're not paying them that much. So we'll think about that at another time. But we need some serious people who take the job serious and want a better nation, a healthier nation, a nation under God and not under man. Whim. We need people who want love and want us to be united. Yes, united. These are the United States. Want us to be united and do a powerful work for God, representing him in this earth. We want God to be our God in this nation. We don't want these ministers who won't tell them the truth. Maybe they don't even know the truth. We want strong, spiritually healthy ministers, pastors of the gospel who cannot be bought, who will say what thus says the living God to the people of God. Hallelujah. Cannot, not impressed. Not impressed because somebody know their name. What has to impress us is that God, he knows our name. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. You don't dishonor authority or power, but we know who. Oh, my God, we know who we are. We know what we have been called to do. And you cannot change the word of God. If you ask, you will get the truth. and not tipping through the tulips or watered down version. No. We got to get strong. If we love this nation, it's been in trouble for a mighty long time. Hallelujah. No more playing. No more playing. Thank God. And our prayers are sincere. And our prayers are serious. Hallelujah. For this nation. We can't guide and we can't protect anyone until we really know how to protect and take care God has given us. Hallelujah. Yeah, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. And God has to be center in everything we do. It just has to be. And you know, we want him to be. And I understand not everyone, but I believe the majority of us who we're Americans want God in this nation. Stand tall. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for the prayer. Hallelujah. Our God is God. It's serious. And it has been serious for a mighty long time. A mighty long time. A mighty long time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to get where we're sharp. We can see the tricks and the schemes. And yet we know that there are plots and schemes, but that's why we have to pray for each other. And because we can just a moment of distraction could cause a world of a problem. Mm-hmm. But that's we need the angels of God around. Our brothers and sisters and their homes and the things that concern them, applying the blood of Yeshua. Hallelujah. It's a war. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is God. Thanking God for strength. Yes. Encouragement. Yes. And holy boldness. Yes. Hallelujah. So, Elder, we thank you for that word. God is good. And I was thinking, and I know we pray on Saturdays and our on other days that we pray. It's almost as if you can't get enough or you can't do enough. Like, that ain't enough. I mean, I just got this where I feel like we've gotten in a satisfied place. My little world, my world is good. My world is good. My world, but you know, desperate prayers, because it is desperate times. Desperate prayers. Pray for our young black men and all these people as ain't missing. And when they show the statistics of how many people are actually being missing, going missing, my Father and my God, oh Lord, have mercy, God. It's calling on Jesus' time. Lord God, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God. Oh, to the power and the glory of God. Ooh, Lord, say the hands and we need help here. I'm telling you, we need help. And yes, we got to pray. Well, we're at the closing. And the prayer that God gave Moses to give Aaron and his sons to pray over his people. This is what God wanted. Prayed over his people. Listen. Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 21st. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah, the Lord. Jude, the first chapter, starting at the 24th verse. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in the protection of the Almighty God, who is your shield and your help, and not yours alone, your family. God love you. Thank you.